and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What's the matter?
Spitting out a couple of nails.
Oh.
They picked the wrong week to with Mama. Let me just tell you what. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Extra Strider, the original total body fitness walking poles. Discover how to make walking more motivating and more effective. Just go to walkingpoles.com.
Oh, hooray!
Oh, I was not having a good week in the first place. And then, where's my... Oh, where do I even get started? But let me bring my friend in first. Here we go.
Are you having a party?
That's right.
Non-stop.
Oh, and remember, Friday... is
Fridays with Fugles.
Yeah, baby.
And I got my walking poles.
That's one of those hourly sponsors that you can get by going to StephanieMiller.com.
According to your wife, that is quite a walking pole indeed.
That Bob Dylan song is played more on your show than on every radio station in the world combined every week.
You are
that intro.
Absolutely right.
It is John Fugles saying, as you know, live all 3 hours, of course, in our New York bureau. It is both an infuriating and an exciting morning here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
As it always is around you.
Okay. So, Chris and I are already talking about this before the break. I don't even know where to start. Washington, but let's start in Wisconsin, just by happenstance. So, you know, Chris and I say this a lot. Like, I think if you think everything's a conspiracy, you lose credibility. But I think very clearly in 2000 and 2004, there was voter fraud in Florida, in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
The midterms, I've said, I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear a credible person say there was. I think it was about turnout. Are you kidding me in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
with this Kloppenburg race?
This is effed up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look, a former employee of Prosser just magically found enough votes so there won't be an automatic recount paid for by the state.
Oh, how many?
It's like magic. 7,000 something.
Right.
You're watching that press conference going, what? You forgot to hit the save key and what? Huh? I mean, are you kidding me, John? Can you imagine if this was reversed? And this
it
is,
turns
they
out
suddenly found 7,000 Kloppenburg votes in a booth in Madison run by a union employee. This would be 24/7 on Fox News, right?
Oh, there's still ballot boxes washing up on the beach in Florida. I'm not surprised at all by this.
You've probably swam into a couple of them, haven't you?
Oh, there's a whole underground cachet somewhere in Ohio from Ken Blackwell. Yeah, I'm not surprised, though. Are you
and
shocked?
They're shameless enough that it actually is written on it, thrown in here by one of Jeb Bush's buddies. They take credit for it.
There's no hatred like hatred for the working class.
That's right.
When people hate working people, they hate working people.
Anyway, so today was our big announcement, John, and what better day for it? We're coming to Madison, everybody!
We are coming!
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show starring Hal Sparks and John Fugles saying we're coming in 2 weeks, April 23rd.
Yeah.
Some of our proceeds are going to UnitedWisconsin.com, which is, money for the recall for Walker and the Republican 8. And obviously this took everybody so by surprise. We're probably going to give some as well if wherever this is going to be funneled to do either a recount or, I don't even know. This is so last minute, Chris. I asked you, I'm like, can't they do an investigation? Can they?
Right.
I mean, Prosser's already sent out a fundraising thing, John, saying, oh, help preserve Judge Prosser's victory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're going, because we're going to go find more votes.
Yeah. I'm going to go find those votes myself if I have to. April 23rd. Shino did a montage.
As the battle for the survival of America's middle class enters the next stage, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show begins its world tour, bringing their fight to the heart of Scott Walker territory, Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan.
On April 23rd at the Barrymore Theater, see the unholy comedy trinity of John Fugelsang, the ecclesiastical mook, the rocker son, Hal Sparks, and the spirit of progressive talk radio, Mama herself, Stephanie Miller. To purchase tickets, go to BarrymoreLive.com or call 608-241-8633. Come be a part of the laughs and pure progressive inspiration. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. The Barrymore Theater, Madison, Wisconsin, April 23rd. Be there. You sex the thing.
It's going to be crazy, kids.
Thank you, Shano. That's fabulous. All right, and a link up at stephaniemiller.com. I don't think phone sales start for a couple of hours.
Phone sales don't start till noon, but the online sales are going right now.
Yep. Yeah, barrymorelive.com.
All right.
And also visit at @sexyliberal at Twitter. We have our own little Twitter feed.
That's right.
That's what I'm told. Apparently, John, my Stephanie Miller International kicked into gear without my even knowing. Dear God, there's a Twitter
feed. Elves were at work.
You have no idea how Twitter works, so we just decided to do it without you.
Johnny, how apropos is this? You and Hal and I did this in New York to sold-out crowd. It was amazing.
It was a really fun special show.
Right, and we've been planning on doing the tour forever, and just everybody got busy with other stuff. And how great is it that I think you just said it by accident on the air, didn't you, a few weeks ago?
What happened?
Should go to Madison. And
I was sitting here in the East Coast broom closet all by myself in the dark talking to you on the air, and I mentioned we should bring the Sexy Liberal Show to Madison, and there were so many phone calls, the demand was so high, that the tour is going to kick off there.
Yeah, exactly. It was. I was sort of startled, just a little offhand comment, and suddenly it was Freebird, and there were people were standing with lighters in Madison, and there were cheers and... No, I wanted the rock star cheer. That's what I was asking for there, like a... Anyway, because I can hear it through my headphones. And so the fine folks at 92.1 FM, the mic, our fine clear channel station there in Madison, and the folks at the Barrymore Theater, our venue of choice there, they just came together in record time, didn't it?
The Barrymore's been great. The folks at Clear Channel have been great. Hal Sparks, we're going to chloroform him and make him come. It's going to be a lot of fun all around.
And I think this is actually a shock to the folks at UnitedWisconsin.com. They're like, we're getting money?
Yes.
Because we researched, there's so many great charities, but we wanted to sort of get into the thick of the fight there in Madison. So, and like I say, I don't know, I don't want to, steer people to the wrong place in terms of this Kloppenburg thing, but as soon as we know, we will, maybe the folks at United Wisconsin, I know they're behind the other recall, so I don't know if they're going to get involved in this as well, but we will update you.
Yes, everybody's been a little stunned by this whole thing.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's really shocking.
Yeah. Yes, seriously, and of course I had my normal insomnia. I've had a horrible week in the first place. And secondly, so I'm literally on a loop, John, having to hear this, and then also that friggin' Donald Trump interview. I just wanted to reach through the TV and pull that marmoset off his head.
I'm sorry, which Donald Trump?
Yeah, there have been like a thousand of them.
Oh, just this birther, the Meredith Vieira one. I mean, the crazy time just...
It's crazy, but it's huge crazy.
Huge.
Crazy huge.
And Meredith, it's a huge scam. Huge.
And Meredith Vieira didn't call him out on any of that.
Oh, and it's like clockwork. Oh, look, the ratings for The Apprentice are going way up now, I mean, he's... But, and as someone... the Washington Post writer, apparently there's a great piece in the Washington Post about just, shredding this to what this is... each and everything was a complete lie.
Yeah.
You're right. You'd think Meredith Vieira would be ready with...
Well,
excuse me, that grandmother thing has been debunked.
That was debunked years ago.
Years ago.
And Meredith Vieira just let Trump put it out there like it was the truth.
Okay, except, Shut up and let him run.
But you look at the primary voters, John, it's stunning. A majority of Republican primary voters think he either wasn't born here or aren't sure. He's playing to his base.
And you know what? And the history books are going to tell that, and they're going to go down in history as silly people, and their grandchildren will mock them. I met Marla Maples 2 weeks ago. That woman looks fantastic 20 years after dumping Donald Trump. Imagine how good America will look 20 years after impeaching him.
Oh, God. I don't even know where to start with all the irritants yesterday. I mean... Look at what's happening in Washington.
At least the congressmen and senators will get paid when the government shuts down. That's all I care about. They'll still get their paycheck, and that's what matters.
If Jim were here, he'd start mocking me like, this isn't my father's Republican Party, but it's not my father's. They actually negotiated in good faith. What life form is this we're talking about?
They
want a shutdown. They want people to suffer at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly trying for a shutdown.
Goldwater and Reagan would not be welcome in this party. Teddy Roosevelt and Lincoln would not be welcome in this party. They are angrier, meaner, dumber, and louder. They are the illiterati.
I mean, John, we've gone 3/4 of the way on the money. This isn't now about money. It's about these riders. And this is, by the way, how they shut the government down back in 94.
Mm-hmm.
With these ideological riders that have nothing to do with the budget.
Condoms and click and clack. That's it. It's a Planned Parenthood and NPR. It's stuff that no one wants to see defunded.
Right.
It's stuff the Republicans had 6 years controlling the White House, the Senate, and the House, where they could have defunded if they wanted to. It's all just a puppet show.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what happens now. Do you? I mean, it looks like we're headed for a showdown, and yet they're saying, oh, no, last minute they're going to X and Y and Z. But it's just, I don't think so. It's about winning to them.
Yeah.
It's not about. I mean, you finally go, oh, they're really not negotiating at all.
No. The Tea Party.
They're just going to keep throwing things out to make sure that.
It's all going to come down to whether John Boehner is more a slave to the Tea Party or more a slave to public opinion polls, and that's it. It's going to come down to that way. I do want to say DMK wrote to remind us that there's a huge difference between voter fraud and election fraud, and what happened in Wisconsin, Florida, and Ohio is election fraud, not voter fraud.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go to our friend Buddy in Columbus, who's right in the thick of the Ohio situation in 2004. Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Mama, let me talk. It's a little bit of an expert on this. I've been doing election protection for years. This thing doesn't pass the smell test for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
The first thing, there has to be a signature in a poll log or an absentee ballot for every vote counted. So these 14,000 votes that they just found, they better have 14,000 signatures in a log.
Mm-hmm.
The second of which, there's a chain of custody at the end of the day of voting. You know, the stuff is all put in a bag, the electronic stuff and the poll logs, and it's sent to the BOE. The county boards of election have computers or compilers that are made to take this data and, you know, and produce the vote total at the end of the day. The idea that, oh, I just took that data and I edited it into my own PC. Excuse me?
Yeah. Yep. Buddy, do you know anything about, I heard in my stupor, my drunken haze last night, there was a professor talking about the template, there's a million reasons why this is just so, what's the word we should use? Curious, irregular, unprecedented.
Catherine Harris-esque.
Yeah.
There is a chain of custody of the thing and a flow of the data.
Yeah.
You know, you go in and you sign your name in the poll log. That is a hard copy. Or you get an absentee. But then you vote. Then the stuff is put together. Then it's sent to the BOE
and Buddy,
to the computer.
Right.
All of a sudden, lady goes, oh, I thought I'm going to put it in my personal PC because it's safer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, I'm going to just keep
Kathy,
it in here.
Kathy Nicholas.
Yeah. Buddy, you know, this is exactly what, you know, someone brought up last night. Same thing had happened in Ohio. Why do we have partisans in charge of this?
Right.
How does that inspire confidence on either side? Like I was saying, can you imagine this is a, you know, a ballot box in Madison run by a union or something? You know what I mean? They'd be screaming bloody murder.
Yep.
But
they'd be posting that person's address on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, that's... There's just so many, I don't even know where to start. I had a couple of nails left. I thought I spit them all out earlier. All right, yeah, they with the wrong Badgers. And we're going to be Badgers in 2 weeks, me and John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks. Come join us at the Sexy Liberal Comedy Show. It's number one stop on the tour. We're going
to
be...
Get to see Mama do stand-up.
Oh,
it's going to be a funny show.
I know.
Listen, you know, when I write something on a Chardonnay-soaked napkin on the way there, you know it's good.
Is there going to be a Q&A to pad out the time,
Shush,
Stephanie?
They love it!
That's what we did in New York, yeah.
Yes, and then John and Hal and I do panel, and then we all do Q&A, and it's a good time we'll be having.
That was the most fun part, was when we all came out together for the last part. It was so much fun. It's going to be a riot.
Yeah, and there's a live sex acts. Anyway,
what?
Live sex acts, yes.
Who knows?
Donkey shows and stuff?
Who knows?
Well,
listen,
that's the late show.
There's booze. There's booze at the Barrymore.
That's the 10 p.m. show.
Listen, if you buy the VIP ticket, trust me, I'm going to scare you. All right. BarrymoreLive.com. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, back with more Fridays with Fugelsang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, how did this show stay so fresh?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
President is absolutely right. We can't keep funding this government one paycheck to the next, one stopgap measure after another.
24 minutes.
Ooh, he's angry.
Hour.
You could hear he's angry.
When Harry redraws the line, it's only going to be moved 3 to 4 to 7 more times, and that's it. All right, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, are we mad this morning?
Ooh.
All right. Guess what? The handsome, talented program director, Tim Scott, it's on the Mike Love Channel's promo. We sent that along.
Yes, they're going to be using it on the air there.
You'll be hearing that endlessly on the Mike 92.1 FM. Enjoy.
Hooray.
Yes. All right. Yes, very, very exciting. BarrymoreLive.com for tickets. All right. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Steph and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Steph.
Hey, guys. I am so excited.
I know it. Listen, yes. If nothing else, we'll all get drunk and lay in a pile naked, and it'll all be better.
A cuddle puddle.
It's so bizarre world here. Except for, it's really not, because they're so, you can see through their lies. Mm-hmm. I mean, Scott Walker's pissed off my mom so bad. My Republican mom voted for all Democrats this time. She is just so upset. So, you know what? This story's not over. This,
yeah.
Buddy said, and I love hearing Buddy on the radio again, but on a side note. But
yeah.
It give me a break. This girl's got these on her personal PC, and it just so happens to be the amount of votes.
That should never happen.
It was Grinch-like. It was literally, I thought she was going to literally say, hamana, hamana, hamana. You're like, huh? Steph, all of us know from our personal lives, when an explanation's way too long, they're full of...
vital government information like that should never, ever go on someone's personal PC.
Yeah.
Well, and it's all fuzzy math anyway. Crooks and Liars says... Go ahead.
It's against all business practices. Any business wouldn't have someone doing that.
Right. I wonder if that's against the law.
I would think so. And you know what? We have a ton of lawyers looking into everything guys do. And this thing is not going to be unchecked.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was asking. That's why, believe me, we planned this Madison show just around everything that's happening, recalling Walker, the 8 Republicans, and now this thing just happened last night. And we're like, we want to come tomorrow,
Oh, God. I'm going to walk down to the Barrymore today and get my ticket.
Yay.
I'm just so excited, and I try not to cry, but we need to laugh.
That's what you do. Bit. You're the show crier. You're our boner.
Yeah.
That's what you do. We love you.
And I'm the one that keeps losing her voice. I was screaming yesterday.
I know. You're going to come to the Barrymore and cry like you always do. I wouldn't know what to do without you.
But you know what? God bless your mom. God bless your mom, because the Republicans have gotten away for a long time with keeping good, decent, conservative people asleep in the matrix, and now their own evil is waking people up.
Sleeping giant in this. My mom never voted all Democrat, ever.
Yeah. So, well, Steph, tell me something's not happening when Prosser won by, 30 points or something in the primary? And, tell me something. I mean, they try to dismiss it. Walker comes out and just insults Madison like this is all about Madison. It's not.
It has nothing to do with Madison. What he's forgetting is it has to do with Wisconsin. There's little towns up by Superior that have 5,000 people, and 2,000 people come out to protest him.
Except,
he is afraid, and he better be careful.
Yeah, except...
Except he's going to be recalled.
Yeah, some of our money's going to UnitedWisconsin.com behind the recall Walker.
Right.
I'm telling you, it just magically and Grinch-like, just weirdly, John, in a Republican county that just happens to have a Prosser ex-employee.
There's a light on
my computer's save key is broken.
Light on one side, so I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
There's nothing to worry about.
Kathy Nicholas is her name, and the director of administration said she'd been uncooperative with attempts to have information technologists review the system and confirm the backups. That means the Tea Party can run her for Congress next year.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Well, no offense, but
If that is a woman, it does look like she was beaten with an ugly stick.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, but don't start with me this week. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button. Promo code is Stephanie. How do we put together Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour? GoToMeeting!
Heck yeah!
We're all over the country, like, just, you know, rag dolls just strewn across the country. We could not bring together the operation, the seamless operation that has a Twitter feed already, Sexy Liberal Show.
My God.
For God's sake.
It's called Sexy Liberal.
Exactly.
That's the Twitter feed.
Exactly. John and Hal bring the sexy. I just bring whatever
the
else.
Liberal.
The wine.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually playing the role of Cho. How sexy and you're liberal.
1-800-STEPH-1, do the phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, did you hear the other big news this week, John? I can attest once again, as if I needed to Hal Sparks' unbelievable sexiness.
Yes.
My girlhood is back. It happened
Wednesday.
Pardon? My girlhood is back.
Okay.
I can have now, and it may happen actually after Madison, I can have yours and Hal Sparks' baby. Yeah.
I'm so pleased.
Yeah.
That girlhood.
Yeah.
Oh, that girlhood.
Exactly. So that's
your maidenhead.
But it started literally on Hump Days with Hal.
Really? I'm so pleased. Great. So you'll be all fertile for me in 2 weeks.
Listen, boy howdy.
Mm. Nice and juicy.
Because that's the late show.
I could have a little Feingold in a couple of weeks. Who knows what could happen?
If we could get a return call from him.
1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Karen and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Karen.
I just bought my ticket for your show.
You did?
Yay! Woo-hoo! Yes.
Boy, I hear they're going fast already. Yikes. All right.
Oh, well, this is incredible. Having one of you here, but having all three.
It's almost too much. You know what? We can't cross the sexy streams or we'll all blow up.
Listen, anything goes in Madison. I mean, we've been through a lot, so anything goes at this point.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is just, and I think if people want to get the tickets online, they're available right now, and all you have to do is, if you're, you know, on the Stephanie Miller email, just go to, the Sexy Liberal profile page, and you can just get your ticket just like that.
Yeah, BarrymoreLive.com, mm-hmm. or there's a link on StephanieMiller.com, and phone sales start at noon in Madison time.
Mm-hmm.
So
indeed
anyway,
they do.
Anyway, cool. Karen, go ahead. You had some thoughts on the government shutdown as well.
Yes, and I know that Bernie Sanders has been mentioning this as part of his very common sense reply to how to balance the budget. And, you know, his idea is simply to submit a surtax on the tax of the very wealthy. So my idea is to have him hold his guns on that and tell the Democrats to do so in one minute.
Karen, that's a good idea. You know, why don't we negotiate like they do? I mean, here they are, riders that they know would never get past the Senate or the president.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to throw his roadblocks at the last minute.
And the American people won't get behind.
Right. And Karen, I said this, I'm like, why? So why don't we go, okay, you know what? If we're going to agree to 3/4 of your cuts, which is way more than we ever agreed to, guess what? Tax cuts for the rich are backs, you know, are back on the table.
But exactly.
We don't.
And they can have as many billions as they want, 30, 40, 50, whatever they want.
Yeah.
That will cover it.
Yep, exactly. All right, Karen, thank you, honey. Let's go to George in Chicago. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm wondering why you guys don't see the handwriting on the wall. Trump is not going to...
Of course not.
Setting Obama up to be walked right back into the White House.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
You know why I say that? Because he gave money to Blagojevich and he gave money to Rahm Emanuel. So if worst comes to worst, he's going to be a third party candidate.
That's his business. Yeah, but that's his business interest stuff. You know, his building stuff.
Allegedly. Last time he was an independent. And now
he's just doing it for self-promotion. That's all he's doing it for, self-promotion.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about Obama. He doesn't care about the Republican
Same
Party.
Same reason he does everything.
He only cares about himself.
Yeah.
And since he's done this, ratings for The Apprentice have skyrocketed.
Obama has a lot of the money people in his pocket, you know, Goldman Sachs, all of those people, right? So it makes sense to me that Donald Trump stands, you know, is in that club playing golf with these people. So
George, you're right. Maybe he's not a closet birther. Maybe he's a closet Obama. Maybe he is doing this on purpose, John. I don't know. Because you watch him, and you think, first of all, he says, oh, our standing in the world is terrible. What we need to do is reinvade Iraq for more oil. We need to take Libya's oil. It's like, oh, well, that will certainly improve our image around the world. What a good idea.
Yeah, only two of the Republicans in the entire field are actually really running for president. The rest are running for higher public speaking fees, and that's it. Only two. Paul Anthony and the rest.
I hear tell the fancy pundits say that. I'm just I'm just a little fart joke comedian. You know.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of fancy.
I ain't one of them fancy pundits.
You have a very, very fancy, expensive fart machine noise.
Thank you. CNN invited me to pundit today, but this is how you can tell how big I am. They have no idea when my radio show's on. That's going to come in like an hour from now. I'm like, I have a thing I do then. I can't do that.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
No good.
All right. Billy, my right-wing love muffin in Texas. Hi, Bill.
Morning, guys. Listen, I don't pretend to be an expert on Wisconsin politics, but my understanding is that they use paper ballots over there, so it shouldn't be a big problem to count all the votes.
Nope. It shouldn't.
I'm all for a recount in that sense. My question for you guys is, after they recount everything and Prosser still wins by a wide margin, are y'all going to quit talking about it?
I guess we will. If people feel like we have an actual legitimate count, yes. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Billy, did you hear me screaming election fraud during the midterms? I did not. I don't think there's fraud in every case.
Just like you're not going to be able to scream election fraud when this is recounted either. There's a rising.
Oh, I don't know. The problem is, magically, Billy, they found just enough votes to not trigger a recount paid for by the state automatically.
What you're ignoring is that the rising tide against runaway liberalism in Wisconsin.
Is that why
every poll shows that Walker would lose if the election were held today?
I guess every poll except the ones that count at the ballot box.
Yes, well, that was then. This is in record time. Within record time when they did polling, the election would have been reversed. So, you know, I would wait and see, Billy, what happens with the Recall Walker campaign.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no,
and they recall the Republicans.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, well, you wait there. All
yeah.
right.
Okay,
are you coming to Madison to see me?
I wish I could, but I can't.
Oh, gosh, come on. You know you want to kiss me and date me. Come on.
Well, maybe kiss you.
All right.
Cop a feel? Come on. You want a cop a feel?
He's a little bit sweet on me. Come on.
She'll let you go to third base. Come on.
Come on. Yeah, I dare you to wade into that sea of liberals. I'll let you touch my right one. Okay.
Oh, my God. I just turned Republican.
President's carny.
He has been willing, in the name of reaching common ground and in recognition of the fact that reducing spending is important, to accept cuts that in an ideal world he would hope would not be necessary because they are cuts in some cases to programs that he thinks are very worthy.
Yeah, it's hard to focus on where you're madder about this morning, isn't it, John?
I'm still mad about all the
Wisconsin,
voter acorn,
Washington.
The acorn voter fraud. That's what I'm so furious at. Acorn stole the election for Obama.
I'm suddenly getting giddy at the thought of Billy coming in from Texas into the middle of the Madison crowd. It was like the look on my Republican mother and brother's face when they came to visit me in Asheville, North Carolina. In the middle of Obama country, and I introduced them. They were like, gulp. But they were treated very kindly.
I'm sure they, because we on the left are very nice.
We fed them creme brulee at Bouchon.
Creme.
Barry in New York. That's what we liberals are like.
That's fancy in French, though.
All right. Barry in New York City. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, baby.
Listen, I see all the polls also, and the American people are definitely on the side of what the Democrats want. They definitely want rich people to pay more taxes. I mean, it's overwhelming. So I'm sorry, but we need to let them shut the government.
Yeah, and Barry, guess what? They also don't want a Paul Ryan sledgehammer taken to their Medicare, oddly enough.
Absolutely not. It's all part of it. You know, when the game is moving the goalposts, there's nothing else to do but call their bluff.
Exactly.
To give in to them, you're going to have to do it forever. What's the next thing they're going to have to give up on? Planned Parenthood? That's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they're not calling
clean, clean skies,
no,
clean,
they're
or
not.
Clean
they're
air.
Not doing anything. They're not showing a spine at all. You know,
they're not.
When all of the polls show that the American people are against the right wing tactic, it's just time to take a stand.
Yeah.
You know, this is, and also, this is about Obama. This is not about the boner. Obama's really got to stand up and say something. Really. I mean, keep taking this to us like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is the problem. He is better than us. Let me just say, he is Christ-like. I mean, seriously.
Christ turned over a few tables in the temple.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. He keeps trying to take the high road, and I'm like, they're not trying to reach a compromise with
you. Well, that's why he needs to flip over a few tables in the temple and let people know.
Yeah. All right,
seriously, people need to know that Obama's fighting for them.
What was I going to say? Oh, I'm outsourcing my job of screwing up a movie reference to, Ray in San Diego for the moment. Hello, Ray. You have a movie reference. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've already seen Paul Ryan's plan. It was in the movie Logan's Run.
See? He did a better job than I did, so I don't mind outsourcing my job.
I never saw that movie, so I don't get that reference. I'm sorry.
You didn't see The Godfather.
I know.
You didn't see The Godfather?
I know. I've been getting crap for it all week. I just haven't carved out 5.5 hours of my life to see them.
It's 3 hours, fool. You're not even an American. You haven't seen The Godfather? Well, Logan's Run is good.
I don't dig crime movies.
You know what? Since I'm going to make another movie reference, John. Since he said that this week, it's been like that scene in Airplane. People just lining up to hit him with planks. And
what's the matter with you? You got to go right over there and see that movie. Get a bada bing all over your Ivy League suit.
Now it doesn't matter what topic we're on. Chris, what?
I know.
You know that I could never let that happen, Chris? Don't you know I could never let you see that movie?
I got a lot of support on Twitter, people saying they've never seen it either.
You're deficient in every way as a human being.
Okay.
This is why the Republicans are winning.
Aaron and exactly.
Oh,
Aaron and Madison.
Hi there.
Yes, hello.
A couple of things. One, due to my smartphone, I was able to purchase VIP tickets to the show without discussing it with my husband first.
Woo!
Huzzah!
Hello! Ooh, he's going to
be
pissed.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, well, it'll be all right. He thinks you're cute.
Aw.
Secondly,
you get that fancy VIP meet and greet.
Meet and grope.
Or the meet and grope,
yes,
as we call it.
We had, in my small city, a hearing the other night on the impact of the budget repair bill on our city, and in attendance was my amazing state representative, Andy Jorgensen, who's fantastic, and my state senator, Scott Fitzgerald.
Yep.
So after the meeting, I went up to Scott Fitzgerald, and I said, hi, I'm Aaron, and he had the smirk on his face that he always has, and I said, I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to taking up all sorts of your time with your recall.
Huh.
And he started sputtering. And my recall? Yeah.
And you're like, cha. Yeah, cha. All right,
and
honey.
Then,
go ahead.
And then just brief, I said, I don't necessarily think I'm going to get you, but I'm going to try really hard. And the lady next to me was like, I'm going to help her. His face.
Ah, that's hilarious.
That's beautiful.
All right, honey. Awesome. See you at the meet and grope.
Absolutely.
All right. Hal and John are going to wear a cup. All right. 46 minutes after the hour back. We have Angelo from StopBeck.com coming up, which I don't know. Now he has to find a new,
Oh, they're working on something.
Cause in life.
They're working on something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're winning some of them, kids. 47 minutes after the hour back with more Fridays with Fugles thing on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you like him?
It's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
You know you got me. With your pistol, shot me. And I'm here helplessly in love and nothing can stop me.
No, don't fuck with
me. Stephanie Miller.
Ah, yeah. All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
In other hip-hop news.
Hal Sparks calling in today in hour number 3 to talk about the sexy liberal show.
By the way, in other hip-hop...
Madison, Wisconsin, first stop.
In other hip-hop news has become like an internet meme now.
Listen, I should be selling Charlie
catchphrases. We started that, Chris.
I know we started that.
When I was guest hosting one day, we started another hip-hop news. And by the way, Chris, if anyone who hasn't seen Godfather 1 and 2 deserves to see Godfather 3.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
That's your sentence.
Aren't you supposed to like watch them? Isn't there a cut of the three movies together where they're chronological?
Yeah, you don't watch that. You watch one and two and pretend three didn't happen.
Oh, exactly.
Okay.
All right. The president's a carny.
We do not need another short-term measure with $12 billion of additional spending cuts separate from these negotiations because we are now at a point where we can get the deal done.
Oh, they're such bastards, John. Have you seen the latest? Why does the commander-in-chief hate the troops? Why are you going... It's like...
Yeah, you know,
it's just all tricks to try.
And the Republican Party blaming Obama for a government shutdown is like Ike blaming Tina for getting punched. You know what I mean?
Like, yes. Thank
you. This is what they do. This is the last time that the Republicans took over the House with a Democratic president. When was it? 94, when they did it last time.
I mean, I hate to say, because you know me, I am not the conspiratorial one, and I'm going, you know, I'm looking at, what's this one story you sent me, Chris? I mean, 11 ways that this shutdown is going to hurt the economy. And I'm going, this is what they want.
Yep.
They want the economy to be worse, so there's less chance Obama will win.
They want government to be weaker.
We are in a really fragile recovery. As the president said, we have added jobs every month. We had the best jobs report ever last Friday, and that's exactly what they want to do. They want to stop that momentum so that, you know, some crazy like Donald Trump can get elected, I suppose.
Yeah, people like Daryl. Yeah, people like Daryl Issa will still get their paychecks.
Exactly.
Yes, because that must not stop no matter what.
Right.
The useless investigations of the president.
He's declared that essential, and so he's going to keep all of his staff for that.
Mm-hmm. And again, if I was this bad at government, I'd hate it too.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Jeff in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Hey, this thing in Wisconsin, I'm gonna qualify my statements because I don't have all the facts.
Well, but listen, that wouldn't make you any different from anyone else that calls a talk radio show.
Right, yeah. So,
ones that host them, by the way. Go ahead.
Right. If this turns out to be as dodgy as it seems, and if it's allowed to stand, then really, what's the point of a recall? I mean,
there's a point, because then first of all, because Governor Walker wouldn't be there, and we'd have a Democratic majority again.
But I'm saying, if they're just going to steal an election, what's to stop them from stealing a recall? What's to stop them from stealing any election?
Well, that's why, believe me, if I know the Badgers, this is not going to stand. Yeah. I mean, they're going to...
Lawsuits will stop them.
I hope not. But
yeah, seriously, this is going to have to be investigated. This is, you know, like I say, it happened so late last night, all of us were like, what?
Huh?
I mean, you know, obviously that's why there's lawyers on it, John, because they've got to investigate. I mean, even just our callers this morning have brought up a lot of good points that, you know, I mean, I would assume, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but can't they seize her computer? Like someone was saying, can't you have proof that you can't just take my word for it? Yeah, they're in there. I just hit the wrong button. It's like, wait a minute, what?
Exactly. This thing stinks like Nick Nolte's hamper. I mean, the whole thing
is
so dirty.
Our democracy is in your draft file? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Might we see that? Oh, okay. It's like if you asked your husband, honey, do you have porn on your computer? Can I look? No, it's not. No.
There's nothing to
porn,
see.
No.
If there
no,
is, I hit
porn,
the wrong button.
No,
it's not in there.
No, and if there's any gay porn, someone put it there. Seriously.
Yeah.
Those guys at work are funny.
Mine.
What a bunch of clowns they are with my whole hard drive. Who knew?
The gay porn is definitely not.
The gay porn. No. Oh, okay.
That
maybe some of the tranny
me.
Porn. I might have seen it and held on to it for a laugh. But the gay porn's the guys at work.
Marauding homosexuals broke into my office and put it on there.
Speaking
as
of
they
which,
are wont to do.
I have marauding gay news.
They're marauding gays?
It's hard to keep, you know, with what's happening in Wisconsin and elsewhere. John, it's hard to keep track of what more awful Republicans there are in different states. There's only so much time in a day.
Done.
In Montana? Give me some gay music.
Montana?
Please.
I thought we were going to go into Mississippi.
State Republican celebrates Gays Can't Act Gay in Public in my state.
What?
He would like to outlaw at being gay in public. You can
what
be gay, just don't do it out in public.
You can't
places.
Play Gaga on your earbuds too loud?
No.
What does that mean?
That would fall under this. Listen, Montana Republican State Senator Bill Peterson claims that since the state legislature blocked a recent move to decriminalize homosexuality, there are happily still two laws he can use to persecute gay people. According to Peterson, chair of the House Judiciary Committee there are at least two prosecutable offenses, felonies, punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $50,000 fine.
This guy's got some dark stuff on his hard drive.
Number one is the recruitment of non-gays.
Yes.
Quote, homosexuals can't go out into the heterosexual community, you know, out with all the regular people, and try to recruit people or try to enlist them in homosexual acts. He helpfully provides an example.
Oh.
He says, here, young man. Your hormones are raging.
There's no need to be down.
Let's go in this bedroom and we'll engage in some homosexual acts. You'll find you'll like it. Has anyone ever used that pickup line?
Boy.
That's pathetic.
Wow.
That's like an Amish pickup line.
Peterson hasn't actually seen this happen. No, of course not. He says, because, quote, I don't associate with that group of people at all. I've associated with mainstream people all my life.
What, gay Montanans?
He's never even brushed by a gay in public.
Not on your best day.
The other offense in Peterson's legal opinion is the public display of homosexuality, since he believes the Supreme Court decision only applies to private acts behind closed doors. Being gay in public, he says, is a wholly different matter. If, in my mind, they're engaging in acts in public that could be construed as homosexual, it would violate the statute. It has to be overt homosexual acts of some kind or other. Kissing goes to that extent, yes.
In
no
what mind?
No gay kissing in Montana. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. Slice when you can thrice. Cut a roller bagel into three slices with just one cut. Thricer from Brooklyn Bagel Slicer was just featured on the Rachel Ray Show. Go to thricer.com. Thricer, only $24.99. Enter promo code Stephanie for free shipping. Thricer.com.
Thank you, Don. All the wonders you can find at stephaniemiller.com/sponsor. You can sponsor an hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of wonders of the Stephanie Miller Show, John Fugelsang in New York in the Bureau for all 3 hours on a very big day for the Stephanie Miller Show, right, John
Fugelsang? Very exciting day. Today's the day we get to announce it finally.
Well, you know it's exciting when Shano does a promo, for God's sake.
As the battle for the survival of America's middle class enters the next stage, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show begins its world tour, bringing their fight to the heart of Scott Walker territory, Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan.
On April 23rd at the Barrymore Theater, see the unholy comedy trinity of John Fugelsang, the ecclesiastical mook, the rocker son, Hal Sparks, and the spirit of progressive talk radio, Mama herself, Stephanie Miller. To purchase tickets, go to BarrymoreLive.com or call 608-241-8633. Come be a part of the laughs and pure progressive inspiration. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. The Barrymore Theater, Madison, Wisconsin, April 23rd. Be there.
Okay.
You know, the funny thing, I was helping Shano make
Hang on 1 second. UnitedWisconsin.com to get some of the proceeds there behind the Recall Walker and the Republican 8. And we're going to see what we can do about this Kloppenburg thing, wherever, you know, I don't even know yet where we can of the proceeds
to. I just found 7,000 votes for Kloppenburg on my laptop.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
well, look at that.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, he moved the gay porn, and there it was. That's what happened to me. I was helping Shano do the promo. He moved aside some music. There were 7,000 votes for Frozer.
Yes, I'm sorry, John. You were telling a behind-the-promo story?
Oh, just that, and then Jim told the same joke I was going to tell.
Damn you, Jim.
It's just right there on a hard drive. Who knew?
Yeah, exactly. Like magic. All right, so, they have, with the wrong badgers, my friends, we will keep you apprised of what is happening, because that obviously happened so late last night. People are really... interesting.
Oh, no, that can never happen. This is America. Americans doing nice things for other Americans in the American way.
Exactly.
We've got American exceptionalism. Go take off your tinfoil hat,
Jim,
you crazy
I think you missed
theories.
My little monologue last hour, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I heard it.
Okay. Yes.
But Acorn really did steal the election for Obama. Let's keep that clear. We know that,
sure.
Right? Okay,
yeah, good. Yeah.
All right.
How could it be otherwise in this best of all possible
Listen,
worlds?
Listen, there are some clear-cut victories, and I think we know what some of them are. We're going to talk to Angelo from Stop Beck in a moment. But first,
yeah, I don't think that's
Glenn.
So clear-cut,
Thanks,
too.
Glenn. Thanks.
I'm sorry. I just love my country, and I fear for it. And you want to call me crazy? Go to hell. Call me crazy all you want.
You evil little bitch!
Get off my back!
Thanks for the memory.
president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is. This guy is, I believe, a racist.
I'm thinking about killing Michael Moore, and I'm wondering if I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it. No, I think I could. I think he could be looking me in the eye. You know? And I could just be choking the life out. Is this wrong?
Daddy?
Yeah?
Why do you hate black people so much?
Our wife, honey.
He became a Mormon.
Yeah.
Why?
My wife is, like, hot, and she wouldn't have sex with me until we got married, and she wouldn't marry me unless we had a religion. And I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. I gotta go to church for this.
Believe it or not, I avoid confrontation like nobody's business. I don't like it. I don't like conflict.
Okay, some nasty flashbacks are coming your way.
How many people have I said let's kill with a shovel, huh? How many people have I said let's light them up and shoot them in the head?
I'm sorry. I just love my country. And I fear for it.
Wow. Wow. Oh, boy. Mm. Angelo from StopBeck.com, the wildly popular. Angelo, what now? Your victory is complete.
It is, but I think it's, I mean, this is obviously worth celebrating. This is great, but, you know, it's important that we keep in mind that this was a long effort, and really all we got was a crumb of accountability, not even a slice of bread, let alone the whole loaf, but just a crumb. And the kinds of vitriol and deceit that we were concerned about with Glenn Beck doesn't begin and end with Glenn Beck, unfortunately.
Exactly.
It exists throughout the entire Fox News network. And so while this is worth celebrating and this is a great, you know, this is a great achievement, it's also important that we look forward. And we have a lot of work to do left in order to restore responsibility to our public discourse, which right now is dysfunctional.
Yeah, what fresh horror is going to be visited us upon us in that time slot, do you think?
What fresh what?
What fresh horror?
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Oh, okay. It could be Palin.
Mm-hmm. Stop it. Go ahead, Angelo.
I have no idea. I think what they have recognized is that Beck's particular brand is bad for business, and that's very clear from the press release and from this decision. So,
wow. In fact, I'm reading here. Did you see this? That the Beck must have cost Fox more than $40 million. Added up all the ads. They lost nearly $43 million. It made $43 million less than it would have if it weren't facing this boycott.
Wow.
Of these hundreds of sponsors.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I was actually doing this week was putting the final touches on some of the financial data that I had been sort of analyzing for a while now. And I was going to release it right before, you know, he got right before this announcement came out. But what that study showed was that, I mean, of the few advertisers that were willing to advertise on Beck and then, you know, have ads running on other Fox News shows, mm-hmm. for the same ad from the same advertiser, other shows were getting anywhere from 3 to 8 times more than they were getting on Glenn Beck's show. And that includes the Precious Gold line.
Well, I mean, Angelo, I can only imagine. Were you busily working on StopBeck.com when you got the news? It must have been like when they got whoever did FreeMandela.com got the news. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I started Stop Beck the summer before my final year of law school, and I continued that, you know, all throughout. And then when I finished, I was actually lucky enough to be able to continue that work and other work at Media Matters. So I'm actually working on sort of a Fox News-related accountability effort. And so, I mean, I was doing Stop Beck work as well as sort of preparing the groundwork for the broader Fox News campaign. So when that news came forward, you know, it was surprising to me that they did it today, but over the past couple weeks, just because, you know, we have, you know, I deal so much with the advertisers and sort of people in Glenn Beckistan that it had become, I mean, it had become kind of obvious to me, especially over the preceding 10 days, that he had already begun maneuvering for a post-Fox News job.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was coming, but I actually anticipated the announcement sometime over the summer. I mean, right now it's kind of like an awkward breakup, right? I mean, you know, he lost his Fox News show, but we kind of have to still deal with him every day for a little while.
Awkward.
You know, like,
yeah.
Find a new apartment, so it's a little weird.
It's that conversation. I know the economy's bad, but how soon can you get out? I mean,
right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He's hanging on the cross waiting to expire. But I have a question for Angelo and for you too, Steph, because I knew Glenn was leaving when he lured Joel Cheatwood away from Fox last week, my former boss. That was the biggest sign there. But, you know, I'm among the camp that thinks that this isn't necessarily good news and that the left and the Democratic Party would have been better served to keep this clown on the air through the 2012 elections. Doesn't it seem like the Republicans are really serious about winning in 2012 and that's why they got him off the air while he was still turning a profit for the network?
Yeah, you know, Angelo, I actually thought of that too. I thought this is part of it, is they want, you know, as we know, Fox News is just an arm of the Republican Party. They are desperate for a Republican to win, and I think it's because Fox, or because, you know, Beck obviously is so crazy. I think he was hurting any even, like, vestige of credibility.
He was helping Obama.
Right. But anyway, go ahead, Angelo.
Well, so I think that's a very fair point, right? So on the one hand, you know, it's like, well, but he's such an easy target. He's such a clear demonstration of the vitriol and deceit and sort of recklessness that pervades right-wing hatreds. And so we would want to keep him in many respects as an example because it's so easy to counteract that. And I think that's very valid in some respects. But I also think it's important to keep in mind that there's a broader conversation that occurs outside of just, you know, the ones that people that really follow this are into. And what Glenn Beck did very effectively was provide a really good distraction. So the right-wing talking points, you know, Sean Hannity gets his RNC memo every morning and he makes sure to prepare that diligently for his show. That kind of stuff, the political machinations, were really falling to the wayside. The effectiveness of them was still pervading. They were still getting the message out there. People were still internalizing it. They were still acting on it. But see, it wasn't being rebutted effectively because people were too busy dealing with this enormous distraction that Glenn Beck provided.
It was the Glenn Beck message, not the Frank Luntz message.
Exactly. And so while the core audience was getting the important political message, people that would ordinarily be focused on rebutting it were focusing their attention on Beck's sort of recklessness and vitriol and like the latest chalkboard outrage of the day. So I actually think that, you know, there's some progress here in the sense that we can now focus more on the political machinations of Fox News. I mean, let's keep in mind here, in 2011 alone, Fox News provided $55 million worth of in-kind contributions to 2012 candidates in the form of free advertising.
Yeah.
No other network does anything even remotely close to
that. I mean, what's odd, Angelo, is you kind of go, wow, they're jettisoning, you know, Beck, maybe because he's not down with the birther parade. You know, when Glenn Beck is the one going, Trump's crazy, you know, you're like going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, you look at the Republican primary voters, the majority believe he wasn't born in this country, or they're not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, maybe, you know, Beck was inconvenient in that he's too sane in some ways.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, we're a whole new kind of crazy these days. All right, Angelo Carasone of StopBeck.com over at Media Matters. Angelo, thanks so much. Truly the Lord's work.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, thank you, honey.
I wonder if Glenn Beck is thinking, I wonder if I could kill Roger Ailes myself.
Can I just say, Angelo better not run into my 88-year-old Republican mother because she would put her fingers around his neck, I'm telling you. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, we continue Fridays with Bugle Saying on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is too weird, man.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
This is way out of hand, like I'm so sure. What do you mean? Check the guest list again, Mr. Bouncerhead Muffle Man.
Stephanie Miller.
Excuse me.
I like that.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau all 3 hours. Hal Sparks joining us on the phone next hour to talk about the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show.
Huzzah.
Coming to Madison in 2 weeks. Get your tickets at BarrymoreLive.com.
It's going to be so funny.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so great. Okay. Rich in Los Angeles on the situation in Wisconsin. Hello, Rich.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I just want to say the county clerk is lying flat out. She says she's using an Access database and she forgot to click save. I program a database at work, and when I show new users how to use it, they ask me, where do you save it? And I said, it's automatic. You don't have to hit save because it's a database. Mm. Once you enter the information, it's there.
Rich, okay, so this is my question because I'm clearly not a computer person. How do you prove this? Can you prove it? How do you investigate it?
It's I don't know, because the other thing that she can do, if it's on her laptop, she can go into the tables for the database and change them without anybody seeing what she's done.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She can literally see the database. I can't believe they're using such an unsophisticated database to count the votes for the county. And she can go in and literally, for Kloppenburg, change it to 3,400, and for Prosser, change it to, 10,000 something. And it's unbelievable that the security, and she's already been cited for security issues.
Yeah.
And
she has
that.
Been.
But the fact that she said it twice, that she forgot to hit save, and I'm like, you don't hit save. She's lying.
Well, I mean, listen, you don't even have to be a computer expert to watch that on TV and go, well, that's a load of... Well, I was watching this explanation. I'm like, what?
Well, Rich.
She has the same blank stare like the governor has when he's talking. It's like this void look. Like
her eyes are dead like a doll's eye.
Rich, it's just unbelievable.
Rich, if we could somehow seize her computer, can we do some CSI to find out if she's actually telling the truth?
There may be ways to show, depending how the program is entered into her computer, but basically what she should be seeing is her townships where the votes were, the precincts where the votes were taken, and all she should be seeing is the name Prosser and the name Kloppenburg, and be able to enter the amount of votes in each column, and then it's automatically stored into the database. That should be...
Well, Rich, you raise a good point that there wouldn't be a point in doing a recount if you know, like you say, if there's a way she can get away with this, it's just going to show the same thing. She can go in and...
And the only thing is, she was doing it over the phone, so the votes came from the township, so they need to go to that township and get the
signatures.
Votes from there. Because somebody said that they're only... I wasn't sure if they were computer votes or hand
paper.
Votes. Paper, yeah. But they said they're paper, so then they do have an actual physical count from there.
Yeah.
So, Rich, is there any way that...
the person from that county to speak also? For the township, that she was just saying that she left out the votes. Why didn't they get that person to speak and say, yeah, this is what it is?
This just in, Al Gore conceded again.
John, that is a good point, by the way, is her eyes are dead like a doll's eyes. Thank you for pointing that out, John. Thank you.
Is there any way that computer voting can work? I mean, because my friend Gordon says it's just like putting screen doors on submarines. Is there any way that computer voting can ever be relied on?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, it can
always be messed with. And if that computer,
I learned the hard way about computer security.
Yeah, and if that computer is hooked up in any way to any network, it can totally be messed with from off-site.
Yep. Well, Chris, as you said, how can it be in someone's personal laptop? How is
that should
possible?
Be illegal.
Yeah, you can't trust a computer to count votes. If you think a machine can do a better job than a man, you deserve to marry a woman who feels the same way.
All right, Max in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Max.
Hey, good morning.
Good
morning. You know, what we've seen the last, in this budget issue, is real leadership on the part of the president versus Boehner and these guys who don't want to concede anything, don't want to be reasonable. The president does need to fight on this. I think he needs to bring LBJ's portrait and FDR's portrait into the office and look at those guys and get a little bit more of them in his negotiating style and his leadership style. He is doing great all in all. I do wish that he would never have made the commitment to close Gitmo.
Why?
It needed to be closed. I think he should have said, rather than closing it, you know what, we're going to run it appropriately. We're going to observe people's rights, and we're going to run trials.
Yeah, but
the
Max,
right
it's, you know,
it's
even the CIA could tell you it's become a recruiting tool around the world. I mean, he did the right thing, and it, once again, all the Democrats didn't back him up. They got scared. Mm-hmm. Harry Reid, I mean... He said, yes, he's not obviously optimistic. I don't know how many hours we're down to now, but Senator Harry Reid...
The numbers are basically there. But I am not as nearly as optimistic.
He said about the obviously striking the budget deal, he said the budget shifted in the last 11 hours from being about numbers to ideology, saying a Boehner and the House Republicans had drawn a line in the sand over abortion and clean air. We can't solve in one night a disagreement this country has been having for decades. It's not realistic. It's not realistic to shut down the government on a debate dealing with abortion. It's not fair to the American people.
They're against abortion and clean air.
Clean air condoms and car talk.
And they want to get kill a Big Bird in the crossfire. Senator Harry Reid.
We bent and bent as much as the president will let us bend, that he will bend.
Let's remind again that there are no abortions used with federal funds from Planned Parenthood. This is all about attacking women's health services.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All the abortions Planned Parenthood pays for comes from private donations, not your tax dollars.
Yep. Jerry in Detroit on Trump. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, morning, Mama.
Morning, baby.
I worship the ground you walk on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mm. As well you should. Go ahead.
All right. You know, has Donald Trump been taking his talking points from crazies like Orly Cates and these other birther people?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is incredible. And, as a lot of people were saying, he's just doing a great disservice to America and the office of the presidency. I mean, it's
Trump Cates in 2012.
Oh.
Trump Tates. Oh, God.
Let us finish.
Can you just imagine Donald Trump flying to Iowa and physically shaking hands with actual mouth-breathing voters because he wants the job?
Oh. No.
No, that's not going to happen.
You can go to the Washington Post and see everything he said very easily debunked. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My name's
Stephanie Miller.
And I'm 10 years old. And in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
That boat has sailed.
Yeah. Wow.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, everybody. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right, and Hal Sparks joins us in about a half an hour to talk about the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show.
Yay.
Starring Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, coming to Madison April 23rd. You can go to BarrymoreLive.com right now for tickets. They're going fast, is what I hear tell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some of the proceeds going to UnitedWisconsin.com behind the recall efforts, and we're going to see what's happening with the Kloppenburg thing and what we can do about that as well. All right. Frank Sesno's here. Goodness sakes, he's an Emmy Award winner. Why would he want to slum around here? Well, all right. Frank Sesno joins us now to talk about his new show, Planet Forward, on PBS. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. Are you holding the Emmy right now, Frank?
Not this moment. What I'm holding right now is, you know, a little prayer book that they keep the government going so that they pick up my trash in the District of Columbia.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, basic services in D.C. are going to be decimated.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Here they're moving the planet backward, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is, obviously good timing. What with, a lot of the trepidation everybody's feeling, looking at what's happening in Japan, looking at by the way, it's time to play Guess How Much It Cost to Fill Mama's Gas Tank. Yesterday.
$86.
No. $93.
Wow.
I was going to say $93.
Yeah.
What are you driving?
I have two giant dogs, so I have an SUV exemption.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But anyway, this is really interesting. It's about energy innovations, where they're going to come next, which ones are going to have the biggest impact. Tell us about the special.
Well, the coolest thing and the most special thing about the special, I think, is that all the ideas come from people who are doing them. They come from scientists and business people and students who are doing research and advocates and all kinds of folks who are actually out on the front lines innovating. Our focus is on the inventors, the innovators, the really interesting, imaginative, creative people who are trying to figure this problem out. They're sort of the detectives, who got us to the moon, and now they're trying to get us, around the world without killing ourselves.
Well,
so we have been collecting these ideas. We have several hundred of them at planetforward.org. If people go to planetforward.org, they can see all of them. And the best ones were nominated by the online community to be in the show, and then we had our own judging, and we selected seven of them to focus on, to highlight in the program. And one of them from the program, with a studio audience voting, will emerge as the innovator, will win the sort of most innovative idea. And we're then going to ask the online audience, people who are listening now, to go to planetforward.org and vote for one they think is the most innovative.
Well, right, and it's a PBS Earth Day special, begins airing April 8th. Some of them really interesting, truly green fuel, converting algae into crude oil.
Yeah, why not?
So, I just did that this morning.
So there's this merry band of warriors, and they're working away in a laboratory in Arkansas, trying to figure out how they can turn algae into biofuel. Now, this has been around for a while, but they really think that they've got an answer and a little gizmo that could go to farms and water treatment plants and make a huge difference and create fuel. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's way too expensive. Well, they say we've got a way to bring the price down so people can see the video and see what they're doing and decide. There's a company, actually, that says that we're going to be able to bring this stuff to market in the next few years. And they submitted a video, and they're in there, too. So, you know, it's a little out there, some of this stuff, but it's very imaginative. And some of these ideas are going to, as I said, hold the key to the future.
Well, I mean, turning trash into high-performance fuel, I'm thinking I could use just the show prep from this show every day to run my car.
Yeah, look,
or the content.
You wouldn't have to pay $93 to put, you know, fuel in your tank.
Exactly.
You could just shovel the garbage in.
Wow. My show prep in there.
One of the people who came to the program, or came to, not the program, but they posted their idea online, is a woman who is leading a company, and they would take tires and old car parts and dashboards and junk out of landfills, and they have a gasification process that would turn this into not just into fuel, but into high octane racing fuel. And their proposition, and they've got a memorandum with a Sioux tribe in South Dakota, and they would put that gasification plant there, provide jobs. It's all an enclosed facility. It produces no greenhouse gas emissions, they claim, on its own, but it would produce this fuel. So it empties landfills and produces a fuel at the same time.
One of the other ones I loved, renting the sun, zero down solar leasing.
So imagine that you could put solar panels on your roof with not a penny of upfront money. But instead, you'd have a monthly charge, kind of like you would if you lease a car, only in exchange for your $50 a month lease, it more than reduces by that amount your electric bill, because you're now producing your own electricity on your roof.
Wow.
So that's a new innovative model of financing solar power. So that was another idea that came to us from a businessman in California. And his video is in the program. We took it a step further and dug into it even more. And he and some of these other contestants came to the show. So they're in the show themselves. They're there seeing how their idea fares.
Wow, I'm guessing this idea came from a window company retrofitting all 6,514 windows of the Empire State Building.
Well, actually, it's a company called Sirius Materials, and they do a lot of building repair and renovation. And what can you imagine? More than 6,000 windows. They took every window out of the Empire State Building, every single one of them, and they rebuilt every window on the premises. And then they put them back in, and that plus some other work that the Empire State Building has done has cut their energy consumption by close to 40%. So a window is a whole lot more than just a piece of glass, and you see how they do it here.
Wow, awesome. It just sounds amazing. Got to tune in. The website is planetforward.org, and it's a PBS Earth Day special begins airing April 8th. Frank, thank you so much. This sounds really great. We'll be watching.
It's my pleasure. Go to PBS.org, Stephanie, and sign up. We want you to become a member, and you can bring your whole army with you.
Okay. I can't do it right now. I'm talking, but I'll do it in a little bit. All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Take it easy.
There he goes. Frank says.
That's some fascinating stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if I did it right now. Then you guys would have to talk amongst yourselves. Okay, 1-800.
Or it could retrofit the Empire State Building.
All right. Bill in Madison with some breaking news there. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hi. I've got the vote count here, and not just 7,500 votes. Basically, and this is what's absolutely insane, 14,434 votes were mysteriously found. It's in today's State Journal. 11,000 new votes for Prosser and 3,400 new votes for Kloppenburg.
Isn't that interesting? Wow.
Absolutely. How many? Oh, I forgot to hit save for 14,000 votes. One other thing that's going to make it difficult here to go after this is each county executive has to certify the election vote totals. So given Waukesha County is a conservative county, all they have to do is say, okay, by April 15th and go, okay, we certified this is the right count. So that means that the Kloppenburgs will have to go after this first, the certification, before we can even talk about how these votes were counted incorrectly, and then the recount. So it's one hell of an obstacle they put in front here.
Yeah, well, I mean, John in Buffalo, we've been having computer discussions this morning. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The good news is that if that PC is impounded, a real IT expert can go through and reconstruct the series of events even from deleted and temporary files. And you can take a look at date and time stamps and see exactly what was entered.
We need to get that computer impounded as soon as possible.
But, you know, John...
Absolutely.
John,
oops, it fell into
the ocean. John, that's what I'm wondering is, you know, and again, now you're in legal territory. You know, who can do that? Can they do that? How quickly can they do that? I mean,
it's public information. What was stored on that computer is public information.
Yeah, it shouldn't be
true.
That.
And particularly in this case where there's allegations of election fraud. But a real expert can go through there and probably take no more than 5 hours to go through the whole hard drive, reconstruct everything, and put together a series of events that happen. So it's a slam dunk.
All right. Well, let's hope so. Mike in Madison. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. Hey, I'm glad you guys are coming. You're probably the only ones from California that hasn't signed an Ian's Pizza sign. I'm telling you, this is so 2000, right down to the Bush versus Gore attorney from Florida. We had so many suits here yesterday. We saw more Republicans in one day than we have the whole protest. And I want to tell you this.
Mike, Prosser's already sent out fundraising appeals, you know, help preserve Judge Prosser's victory.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like Bush, kicking his feet back, and, you know, I'll tell you what, 14,000 votes found in Waukesha, Fitz Prosser stand will not count.
Prosser stand.
Mm-hmm. Left in Prosser stand. We just created a new county. Look. Wow.
Democracy, those jobs are rightfully Republicans.
Linda in Minnesota. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda. No,
I'm Stephanie. You're Linda.
Yes, I got it right now.
Okay.
It's a great show today.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell you that I'm so excited. I just got some tickets for the show.
Yay. Oh, thank you. Well, you're coming on down from Minnesota.
From Minneapolis.
Oh, great.
But I can't go.
What?
What do you mean you can't go?
I can't attend, but I wanted to do my part for my fellow Wisconsinites.
Aww. Well, listen, those are going to be hot tickets. Send them to someone that can use them, for God's sakes.
Yeah, can I have them? Because I'll scalp them outside.
Or put them up on eBay.
Well, Rebecca said she might have to buy it, but we'll see.
We would charge Rebecca for tickets.
Oh, yeah, the staff has to. We have to buy our own tickets.
Listen, this ain't no one.
It's not a charity here.
And no free lunch. All right. Senator Harry Reid on what's happening in Washington.
I'm disappointed we haven't been able to get something done to this point. But I am pleased that we're still working on getting there.
Well, thank God the housing market's so strong. What?
Huh?
Concerns about a government shutdown causing worry about how long a prolonged impasse could affect the nation's fragile and still recovering housing market. In the event of a shutdown, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Federal Housing Administration, which insures and guarantees a large number of single-family mortgages, even more rental and multifamily properties, would cease operations. Experts say a longer delay could profoundly upset the recovering housing market, spoiling time-sensitive mortgage deals, affecting the confidence of the markets. Uncertainty generally bad for the housing market right now.
Yeah, but Elmo's got to be stopped. Elmo has to be stopped,
Steph. Game must be killed, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's wrong with your priorities?
I am in a mood this morning. 45 minutes.
You still have nails to spit.
45 minutes after the hour. Back with more Fridays with People Saying as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
After the hour. Wow, we have a second place prize for the stumbliest, slipperiest Republican statement other than that election official. What's her name? Kathy who, John?
Nicholas.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
I forgot to hit save and the thing.
Trouble.
I apologize and I also blah, blah, blah. Mike Pence apparently let the truth slip out on Fox News. You know, sometimes they get comfortable when they're amongst their own. He appeared on Fox News about the, budget battle, shutdown, yada, yada. He said, let me see here. I'm getting the actual quote. Hang on. We're trying to score a victory for the Republican people. For Oh, for the American.
Yeah.
For the Republican people. Trying to score a victory for the American people, not for the Republican Party. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oops.
For one very small slice of the Republican Party.
Did I say Republican Party? All right. Senator Dick Durbin yesterday.
This is no longer about the budget deficit. It's about bumper stickers.
Yeah, here's the problem. You've probably seen reports on these polls. As negotiators squabble over the size and scope of spending cuts for the remainder of the fiscal year, Democrats and Republicans outside the Beltway differ dramatically. It's how our genetic makeup, Republicans and Democrats, on how they want their leaders to handle the budget stalemate, according to the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. The poll finds overwhelming... this is the problem, Jim. We're just far too reasonable.
Yes.
Fund. An overwhelming majority of Democrats want the leaders of their party in Congress to compromise, and a majority of Republicans want theirs to stand firm. Don't be needlebacks.
Can
get
you
your
liberals...
lace panties off and don't be needlebacks.
Can we at least take some inspiration from the fact that the Tea Party has proved that if you hold your politicians' feet to the fire, they'll listen to you? If we could keep on the Democrats' case like the Tea Party is, stuff could get done,
that's
kids.
That's so rude.
The poll finds an overwhelming majority for Democrats wanting the leaders of their party in Congress to compromise. A majority of Republicans want theirs to stand firm. 68% of self-identified Democrats, as well as 76% of political independents, say they want Democratic leaders in the House and Senate to make compromises. To gain consensus, blah, blah, by comparison, 56% of Republicans and 68% of Tea Party supporters want the Republican leaders to stick to their position, even if it means the inability to achieve consensus. But while Republicans, while the Republican base is calling on its leaders to stand firm, key swing voters, this is actually important, though, and send a very different message with 66% of independents, where elections are won, sorry, but they still are. Say they want Republican leaders in the House and Senate to compromise. You know, so this could still blow up in their faces down the road.
They also want you off their lawns.
Exactly. What?
Damn kids.
37% say they would blame congressional Republicans. 20% say if there's a shutdown. 20% say they blame President Obama. 20% would blame congressional Democrats. 17% say they would blame everyone. Another 2% say they would blame both Obama and the congressional Democrats. I mean, so it's you know... It's hard.
History will blame Republicans, in 95.
Yeah.
History will blame the Tea Party.
Chuck Schumer yesterday.
It would be a tragic mistake to force a government shutdown, but doubly tragic if the shutdown were on issues not related to spending.
Yeah, which is, it's like they're trying to throw roadblocks at the last minute. The Boner said there's no daylight between me and the Tea Party. There's no daylight at all.
Just only like $40 billion worth of daylight.
There's no daylight in the tavern he spends most of his time in. He hasn't seen daylight in ages.
You know, but this is why people get frustrated with Democrats. Oh, go ahead.
The Boner.
No agreement on numbers and no agreement on the underlying policies that were passed by this chamber.
Someone kill me, please. I have to work now. Oh. Before it was taking lobbyists out for drinks. Now I have to do stuff. Oh.
All of us... sincerely believe that that we can get to an agreement, but we are not there yet.
Right. I just became the moderate of my own party.
In what kind of world do we live in where John Boehner is the moderate of the Republicans?
And Kathy Durr still thinks that he wears lace panties. Mm-hmm. And it's a noodle bat.
Take off your lace panties and stop being a noodle bat.
Granny panties.
Jim does the best Kathy Durr impression. Kathy Durr's the Tea Party leader.
Tea Party Patriots.
Yes. Her family name was Dub, but they changed it so it wouldn't be so embarrassing.
You're mean.
And then they changed it to Doy. People were like, no.
Doy?
And then they changed it to Durr, finally.
Has anybody
said, I like when you do satire here. It's good.
Has anybody said Doy since third grade?
Doy.
And now here's...
I say whenever I watch C-SPAN.
Now here's unctuous little twerp, Eric Cantor.
The president has continued to say he wants an adult conversation. And we're all adults here. But let's be real. The adult thing to do here is to keep the government functioning. It is to get our fiscal house in order. It is to pay our troops. And it is to get Americans back to work.
That old canard, yeah.
You know, he's half an octave away from Mr. Garrison on South Park.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Children.
That noise Jim was making, that's actually what I hear when Eric Cantor talks. It's
He's like the gay Southern Jewish version of the teachers in Charlie Brown. Yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say, it's a Charlie teacher, Charlie Brown's teacher. I can't even hear the words.
And I just say when gay
it's
to be
It's just whining.
Yeah. Gay? What? Huh?
Well, yeah. Calling homophobes gay makes them upset, Chris.
Yeah, well, yes, it does.
All right.
That's why we say tea bagger.
I resemble that remark.
That's like Al Gore's disturbed cousin there.
All right. And finally, Mitch McLipless.
Democrats can either take up and pass this reasonable bill that falls well within the bounds of what their own leadership has defined as acceptable, or shut down the government. That's it.
Jim?
Mitch who?
My friend Jeff just popped up and said he loves your face when you imitate Cantor on Ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller.
Bullet hit my window. Must be acorn.
Do you know what it looks like? Like he's finally taking a pee after being stuck on the freeway for way too long.
Yes.
Just, oh, so happy. Such relief. Yes. Oh.
I think Eric Cantor wants John Boehner's job, and the smartest thing Obama's doing is pitting these two against each other.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm being right. My diaper's on.
I'm sure glad I wore my stadium buddy.
Stephanie in Ohio. Hi, Steph.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. My mother is a lifelong Republican who is a deputy county clerk in a rural county in Wisconsin, has been for over 30 years. And after Kathy's little press conference last night, I called her to get her opinion, and her reaction was, well, it depends on the system. It's possible, but you'd have to be really stupid.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't think it's stupidity. It sounds like a malfeasance, if you ask me. Oh, we have a new sponsor. This just in.
I'm Eric Cantor for Pocket Fisherman.
Okay. I just wrote that and made Jim read it.
Yeah, that was an impromptu skit.
By the Stephanie Miller Players. All right, 58 minutes after the hour. By the way, Brad Friedman is confirmed for next hour to talk about the vote stuff.
Oh, love him. Knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going on in Wisconsin. And also, Hal Sparks of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show calls in right after the top of the hour to talk about the big show in Madison as we continue Fridays with Ugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, a little something extra for the folks at ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
You'd think we're immature on the air. You ought to hear us off the air.
Oh, boy.
Chris tried to give me some direction, and I did fart sounds and hand symbols for dirty things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. StephanieMiller.com is the website. Why, what's that, Don Pardo?
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
Q Don Pardo. On Top Magazine, your online source for LGBT news, politics, and entertainment at ontopmag.com. We'd like to take this opportunity to make Stephanie say monkey.
Monkey.
Think you'd get that from the advocate? Ha!
Ha!
Remember, ontopmag.com, we make Stephanie say monkey.
Monkey.
They just topped the advocate.
Thank you.
Now's the time to say monkey.
It's the time when we touch the monkey. We also were making, we were having a fond George W. Bush memories and trying to remember, because people said the Eric Cantor face on Ustream is the funniest thing they've seen since Jim Ward. Oh, said a mimeograph as Charlie Rangel.
Mimeograph.
And also when George Bush was enjoying a grape sucker on Ruggie.
It's grapey. Grapes.
And also, when he was trying to talk about complicated issues, we were trying to remember what he was thinking in his thought bubble.
I like toast. It's bready and crunchy at the same time. It's toasty.
It's crunchy and bready. It's good. Okay.
I don't know if John Fulisek has ever heard those before. That was a while ago.
That's new. My ears have been deflowered.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It is Fridays with Ugelsang, and it is a big announcement day on the Stephanie Miller Show, in case you haven't heard. Why?
Big announcement.
When Shano makes a montage, it's big.
As the battle for the survival of America's middle class enters the next stage, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show begins its world tour, bringing their fight to the heart of Scott Walker territory, Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan.
On April 23rd at the Barrymore Theater, see the unholy comedy trinity of John Fugelsang, the ecclesiastical mook, the rocker son, Hal Sparks, and the spirit of progressive talk radio, Mama herself, Stephanie Miller. To purchase tickets, go to BarrymoreLive.com or call 608-241-8633. Come be a part of the laughs and pure progressive inspiration. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. The Barrymore Theater, Madison, Wisconsin, April 23rd. Be there. You sex the
thing. Thank you, Shayna. By the way, some of the proceeds going to UnitedWisconsin.com behind the recall Walker efforts and the recall the Republican 8. And we're checking to see what we can do about the Kloppenburg thing and if there's something.
The recount
to,
there.
Yeah, there's something to give to there. So,
so if any Republican hecklers come, just know your money's going to recall Walker.
That's right.
By the way, BarrymoreLive.com is active now, but the phones don't open until I think they're opening phones in less than an hour for tickets. So
noon Madison time.
Yes, noon Madison time. Oh, speaking of rock stars, here he is now. How?
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? The hump day. Hump days with Hal Sparks. Uh-huh. Good morning, Hal Sparks.
Hello.
Listen, I think even more tickets are flying out the window after the news of the fact that you brought my girlhood back on Wednesday.
Yes.
Well, yes. I should have warned you ahead of time. It is one of my seven superpowers.
Yes. Yes. It may be dangerous in Madison. We cannot cross the sexy streams, all three of us, or who knows what's going to happen. I could have a little Fugelsang, a little Sparks, maybe even a little Feingold.
Oh, that would be adorable, wouldn't it? Puttering around. They wouldn't be able to hear, I guess, our show over the chattering of our children, because quite frankly, that mixture in a child would just be so blatantly loud and kind of rambly and on, much like what I'm doing right now, on and on. I just can't imagine it. We would all miss our breaks.
So we're very excited, aren't we? We did the Sexy Liberal Show in New York to a sold-out house, and we've been, it was like scheduling the Normandy invasion, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, NATO had to get involved with this.
Not me. I don't have anything to do, but you two are very popular. And it was hard to find a date that we all could do.
Well, we had to wake you up long enough to sign a contract, and then we sent you back to your stupor. Yeah.
Legally, you can't sign legal documents in the state you're normally in. So
yes.
But with the Four Loko, Hal, she was able to do it right away. So.
Yes.
Absolutely. Right. That was actually I think that was a Nine Loko.
So, Hal, for people unacquainted with Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show, of course, John Fugelsang does stand-up. You do stand-up. I do something that can be it's passed off as stand-up. Then we all do panel. We do Q&A. There's live sex acts. It's a whole thing. There's I do that thing with the ping pong balls. But anyway,
That's great. And by the way, thanks for reminding me to oil up my racket.
Okay.
I may need a new paddle after the last show.
I had to de-louse after it.
Nobody. We were saying we've been planning on doing this forever, and just how great is that John just sort of said something inadvertently a few weeks ago on the air about Madison, and people went berserk, and now here we go. The world tour begins in Madison in 2 weeks.
I'm for it. I guess we've added a second show because we're that popular.
Apparently, there's a VIP meet and group. I've advised you and John to wear cups because you know what happens with the girls and you.
Yes, absolutely. There will be a meet and group.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your DNA swabs.
I swear that the person in the suit of armor is actually me. I'm just kind of like vouch for it, but I am not opening any of the portals, any of them.
Come on. Even for the VIP ticket? Come on.
Yeah. No,
open one portal.
It's going to be like the only thing, if we can arrange something like the Madonna True Blue video where I'm just kind of in a tank, lively rolling around.
In the True Blue video.
I'm doing my entrance in a Lady Gaga egg. That's all I know. That's all
right.
I know.
Coincidental / ironic.
Exactly. Hal Sparks, who knows what's going to happen, but whatever happens in Madison will stay in Madison. But thanks for calling in, and we will, 2 weeks, honey.
Yeah.
We're on the road.
Exciting.
Okay. And then we're coming to your town after.
Are we? Yes, L.A.?
eventually.
Yeah, L.A. and wherever people want.
Yeah.
Just go to Sexy Liberal at Twitter, and we're going to come.
That's right, and we'll let you know there.
That sounded dirty. Okay, I love you, Hal.
All three of us.
See you Wednesday.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Hal. What a man, what a man.
He brought back my womanhood.
Okay. Would you stop that?
Really?
It is weird. Come on, what are the chances? It's been a while.
Yeah, you had to blow the dust off your box.
We thought it was, yes.
Of lady products.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
It was like Ark of the Lost Covenant. Well, they're still there.
Yeah, I didn't close my eyes and my face half melted.
It's the Lost Ark of the Covenant. Not Ark of the Lost Covenant.
Ark
yeah.
of the lock, Lost Lock of the
Lost. Ark of the lock. Temple of the Crystal Ark Spell Covenant.
Imagine what he can do for you, ladies. All right. So anyway, Jim, here we go. Breaking news, how weird. Judge Prosser has hired Ben Ginsburg, a Washington, D.C. attorney who played a prominent role in the 2000 Bush-Gore presidential recount effort in Florida.
Yep.
You know, the one where funny count was in there because they didn't count him. That's why that was funny. George Bush was big. And then that was funny.
You know what, though? The Kloppenburg people have hired the lawyer in charge of the Al Franken recount.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So that's good.
Lawyering up.
Yep.
All right. We're coming to find those damn votes ourselves.
It's just in Al Gore conceded again.
Again?
Dang it.
Okay. Let's go to Donette in Wisconsin. Hey, Donette, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello. Calling from, I think we call it Schitzwalkerstan now.
Yes.
I'm about 45 minutes north of Madison. I walked into my local polling place last Tuesday, and your mother was sitting behind the table with her friend.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she wasn't. And they handed, you know, they asked me my name, and I told them my name, and they both found me and checked me off. Then they said, would you like a paper ballot, or would you like to use the electronic one? And I said to them, I'll take that paper ballot because I want my vote to count. They both giggled at me, and they said, oh, those machines are safe.
Oh, of course.
And I said, I'll just take that paper ballot.
Oh, and I said it in a Midwestern accent, so you'll know it's true. And
by safe, we mean Walker will win.
Yeah, how'd you like, what's her name, Kathy? Oh, I apologize. Oh, my bad.
Oopsie.
Oops. Tom in California, my right ring love muffin. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Steph.
Yes.
Listen, I was in the union for 22 years, so if Governor Walker knows what I know about unions, he probably does have it in for him. But what I observe about this is that...
Yes, fair wages, worker safety, awful, horrible. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got OSHA for that now, too. But look, I was in it. I worked in a union. I know what goes on in the union.
Just basic thuggery.
You got to admit, though, if you're in a protected class, it does breed mediocrity. People will be.
You mean billionaires?
Well, I'm talking about UAW workers. That's what I was.
They're the protected class, not the top 1%.
Not the wealthy people.
Now,
I see.
I don't know about the public sector unions and the teachers. And don't get me wrong, they're highly educated. They teach our children, and they do deserve a good wage, obviously. I'm not saying that.
And good working conditions.
The fine folks at UAW has helped turn the auto industry around. You know, they gave concessions, obviously, after this bailout. They're in profits. We're getting our money back. They're poised to be number one, to overtake Toyota, to be number one. They innovated. They came back. What's your beef with the people in UAW?
Stephanie, all I'm saying is about 30% of the people, because they are in a protected class, they do.
Okay, you're just not going to answer my question. That's fine. All right.
Hey, the rich have had it tough for a long time, Steph.
Yes.
You've got to recognize.
Sure, of course. Okay.
Management has had it tough for a long time with labor. Walking all over them.
17 minutes after the hour, right back. More Fridays with Fuglesang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 22 minutes after the hour. And now for free, here is Jim Ward with Russell Brand's entire act.
Hello, I'm Russell Brand. I'm English and I wear tight trousers. And now a call back. Tight trousers, English. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Okay.
I saw
Arthur. Arthur's getting awful reviews.
You saw it?
I was invited to a screening.
How awful was it?
I'll tell you, it's just like the original if the original had no believable relationships and Dudley Moore took his shirt off a lot. Like that, it's just, it's exactly like it. I mean, this is one cut alcoholic, let me tell you.
And
it's,
he's hosting Saturday Night Live, so that'll be, and Jim Martin just did the whole act for
it. He did.
Oh, he did already.
He's quite funny in it. The film itself is unwatchably horrible.
But having Helen Mirren play
the John Gielgud.
But that
puts a whole new spin on. Do you want me to wash your... for you?
She's great. Yes. It's so badly written because she's there. She looks great. It's Helen Mirren. She's hot. You're like, wow, Helen Mirren. I sure would. And then in one scene, oh, I'm sick now. And then it's done.
Done.
It really makes the original Arthur look like Citizen Kane.
All right. Speaking of Saturday Night Live people, Tina Fey's having a baby.
That's funny.
Yay, Tina Fey.
Yeah, second
child.
She's a thoughtless little pig. I'm going to go that straighten her out.
She's funny. I heard her new book is hilarious.
Bossy Pants?
Yeah, her chapter on turning 40 is just three sentences. She goes, I have to take my pants off now when I come home. I never had to do that. Now I do. It's true. You just have to take your pants off the second you get home.
I do that too. Oh, my God.
Well, hello. Okay.
Wow.
That's why you need a job where you don't have to wear pants, Steph.
Well, Stephanie's only seen from the waist up, so, you know, quite conceivably, she doesn't have to wear pants.
I don't wear pants. Don't be ridiculous.
He wears micro minis.
And other entertainment news. Oh, Meredith Vieira might be leaving today. Good, after that pathetic Donald Trump interview, for God's sakes. And then they're saying Matt Lauer may also be leaving.
Yep,
that interview. She offered to let Trump phone a friend.
Yeah. D-listed says she wants to spend more time with her family. Sick of going to the work at the hour of the whore walk of shame. If you're up at 4, you want to be doing the whore walk of shame instead of going to a job.
Yeah.
We sometimes do both here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah. Well, and also her husband quite famously has MS.
Yes.
And so,
But this, seriously, I couldn't sleep. And so between the Kloppenburg Prosser thing and then rerunning the Trump interview, it was like a nightmare. It was you're kidding me. I was, that Trump interview was, it would be huge. Yeah. Be the biggest scam ever.
Huge. I want to see him produce his original hair.
This interview was huge. Yeah.
I mean, but this is what's wrong with America. The Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, you saw this? Mm-hmm. Among GOP primary voters, Trump is number two now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tied with Huckabee, right behind Romney. He's at 17%, Romney at 21%.
And they're both fictional characters.
The reason Trump I love this AP story. The reason Trump continues to be thought of as a joke, other than that he's conveniently timed his decision when it would best help the ratings of The Apprentice, is that he's riding a wave of skepticism about Obama's citizenship, a position a wide swath of people from New York Times editor Bill Keller to soon-to-be ex-Fox News personality Glenn Beck think is patently insane.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. According to another poll, 42% of New Hampshire Republicans say they're sure Obama wasn't born in the U.S. Another 23% aren't sure. That's
they're
two-thirds
sure.
of the Republican Party in a pivotal first in the
they're
nation.
They're also sure he can't get here from there.
What? Yeah, no. They're sure. They got a chainmail. They know. You know, there's a great piece in Slate today. I'm putting it on my Facebook fan page about completely debunking the story that the grandmother, the step-grandmother, said that she saw him being born.
Oh,
that was debunked
problem.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but Trump cited it in his interview with Meredith Vieira.
And Meredith Vieira did not call him on it, and so it was put out there on the Today Show as truth.
No, this actual interview, the translator, the grandmother was on the phone. There's a translator, and the translator said they cut the tape off early. The translator said, no, you misunderstood. Understand? He was born in America. He was born in Hawaii because it was whoever was interviewing said, "Oh, I'm going to come and visit where he was born in Kenya." The translator says, "No."
That's not what you said. And they tried to correct her, and they just kept it. And it's not even his grandmother; it's his grandfather's second wife as well. So it's just so full of inaccuracies.
Unbelievable.
Like edited together with a dull razor blade or something. I saw him born in Kenya.
It's like our Michael Jackson thing that we did a few years ago with a hacksaw or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, please.
I am doing well and I am strong. As you may already know, after my tour ended, I remain out of the country undergoing treatment for a dependency on children all over the world. There have been many disgusting statements made recently concerning allegations of improper conduct on my part. These statements about me are the truth. These statements about me are disgusting. These statements about me are totally the truth. I love you. I am God. I love you. I am God. I love children.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Willikers. We have some breaking news Jim will have to talk to Brad Friedman about. Mm-hmm. Why? This isn't the first time that Republican County Clerk Kathy Nicholas has found votes.
Huh.
Why, it's not her first time at the vote-stealing rodeo, apparently. It's not her first time at the vote-stealing rodeo. apparently.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
What's that important thing in comedy again, John?
Tie-dye.
Thank you.
Maybe do it when you ask me for it.
People on the Ustream can see the the hand gestures I make toward Chris.
10 minutes later.
Look at this. In 2006.
Exactly. those Good Morning Space Shuttle astronaut feeds are a bit faster than Ustream technology right now.
2006. Wisconsin clerk Nicholas finds inexplicably misplaced votes.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
what?
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, September 14, 2006. County Clerk Kathy Nicholas had some returns from the city of
Waukesha. Or Waukesha.
Inexplicably
a dollar sign in the S.
Had data recorded in the wrong column. Which moment? I'm sorry, Jim, what?
Never mind.
It's other hip-hop news.
It's Waukesha if you put a dollar sign instead of an S.
And it's even more hateful.
That's a joke
then.
About my inability to say Kesha.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Wow, that's weird. Imagine that. That's an extreme level of incompetence, isn't it?
On another note, Chris from Yankton was wondering if there were other problems with votes, say, in the Feingold election. In the 2010 elections, Feingold lost by about 105,000 votes, and Scott Wanker won by a little more than that margin.
Hmm.
No word on whether all the votes came from Brookfield or Waukesha County.
Stacy in L.A. real quick. Hey, Stace.
Oh, Mama, you're busted. My friend Steve has two Great Pyrenees, and he traded his SUV in, and he drives them around in a Honda Fit.
Wow.
How do they fit? You can't get two Great Pyrenees in a Honda.
Yes, he puts the back seat down, and they've got
lots
the roof
of room,
off. And I'm going to take a picture, and I'm going to send it to you, and then you're going to trade in your SUV.
I got you, Honda.
Don't fit.
Right here. Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah, exactly. You cut off the top. If you don't mind if it's a year-round convertible. 29 minutes after the hour.
Brad, it's not convertible.
Brad Friedman of Brad Blog next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You're a whore. Admit it. Admit you're a big whore. Go ahead.
I think it kind of goes without saying.
That's foreplay and stuff.
Sign up for the VIP meet and grow, won't you, at the Madison Show in a couple of weeks. Go to BarrymoreLive.com for tickets to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show starring John Finkelstein and Hal Sparks.
1-800. And follow us at Sexy Liberal on Twitter.
That's
right. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Napa. Napa know-how. All right, we are trying to find out what is going on in Wisconsin. Oh, here's the good news.
What?
The Ginsburg, the lawyer that Prosser hired,
yes,
lost to the lawyer that Kloppenberg just hired in the Al Franken recount.
Yes.
That is good news.
And then so it's basically going to be a repeat of the Franken-Coleman recount.
Let's hope
wow.
So.
Except it's much more rigged.
Well, let's find out from Brad Friedman.
Yes,
Norm Coleman didn't try this.
Brad Friedman filled in for Mike Malloy last night, so he had to do a lot of screaming, and he's very tired. Good morning, Brad Friedman.
Good morning. How are you guys? This isn't about the stapler. We'll bring it back tonight. Don't worry.
I was wondering where that went.
Yeah,
damn
sorry.
It, Friedman.
I was told I could keep my stapler.
Brad, I am not by nature, as you know, a conspiratorial person, which I get so much mocking from Jim Ward over that you have no idea. But this is, I mean, to any layperson, you really kind of last night you watched TV and you're, are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. I can only imagine what would be going on the right Democratic County had suddenly found 14,000 votes. I mean, you remember how nuts they went when they thought they found 32 votes back in Minnesota in somebody's trunk in the Franken-Coleman race, which they didn't. That was completely phony. So, yeah, 14,000 votes showing up out of nowhere would be insane. And this particular county clerk, Kathy Nicholas, has, shall we say, a pretty questionable history.
First of all, a former loyal employee of Prosser. Yeah.
She worked with Prosser previously, and she was actually given immunity in a case a couple of years ago when there was a scandal inside the Republican Assembly Caucus. She was given immunity from criminal prosecution in that case. But even worse, over the past year, I mean, I've been following this woman for about a year or so because she keeps all of the election results on a personal computer, a 1995 circa computer
in her
office.
How is that legal?
It's legal because Kathy Nicholas, I guess, says it's legal. There was an audit done, and these recommendations were made for her to not do this. And she laughed. She pretty much laughed at all of these recommendations that were made. Last year the audit began, and then they came out with the results in January of 2011. She finally conceded to making some of the changes. But beyond that, everything is done in secret so that the public has absolutely no idea how ballots are being counted, if they're being counted. It's almost impossible to have oversight the way she does this.
That's highly irresponsible to keep information on a circa 1995 computer. I mean, my computer that I got in 1995 crashed. You know, it went out in 2000.
Yeah, no backups.
Right.
She was backed up with redundant systems.
Perhaps we could at least get her Carbonite. Hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Please type Stephanie in the box, Kathy, won't you?
And she was, one of the other things she was criticized for was that she had a single user ID and password for all the employees in the office when they wanted to use the system. So it would be impossible later on to track who, if anybody, had accessed this system. One problem after another here, but it underscores yet again the problem is, you know, when you don't have transparency and the possibility for citizen oversight in your elections, when ballots are not counted in front of the people.
And Brad, we were just saying, oddly, this happened in 2006 as well. She inexplicably misplaced some votes then, too.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it? Listen, this could be perfectly legitimate. The problem, again, is we shouldn't simply have to trust in our election officials. Our system is not built on trust. It's checks and balances. And if we're not able to oversee what these people are doing, we are going to keep running into these kind of disasters.
Brad, I know you're not a lawyer, but you're certainly the expert in this area. What happens now and what can be done?
Well, my understanding is that today Joanne Kloppenberg's team has filed an open records request for all the materials in this case. In truth, in my opinion, she needs to get an immediate court order to sequester and quarantine every piece of computer equipment and every ballot between there and Brookfield.
Well, Brad, I'm a computer moron, but I mean, I'm hearing, you know, different things. I mean, Chris, you were saying a forensic computer person can, even if she has deleted or done something, you can go in and find out. And then someone else called and said, you know, it depends, you know, if she's changed this or that or done something. I mean, what do you think about on the computer end?
Yeah, I think Chris is right in this case. I think there ought to be enough of an audit log on the computers themselves and paper trails between her, you know, the county headquarters and the city of Brookfield that they ought to be able to reconstruct this thing and figure out.
Are there paper ballots, Brad? Can they actually match up paper ballots in this case?
In theory, yeah. Most of the ballots that were cast in Wisconsin and in Waukesha were paper. A lot of them, where they ran out of paper, though, they had to use the touchscreen systems, which are 100% unverifiable.
Exactly.
But most of the ballots should be countable, presuming the chain of custody since election night has been secure, and that is now another question, and again, a problem with not counting them publicly on election night in front of all the people.
Yep, absolutely. Brad,
this is...
Go ahead, John.
Brad, this is Fiegel saying, do you think there'll ever be a time when we can trust computer voting in this country?
There is no reason we should ever have to trust any kind of voting in this country. If we can see how the ballots are counted, we don't have to trust.
Right.
We can see it for ourselves, period.
That's how Lincoln got in.
There you go. It is.
Yeah. Brad, all right, honey. Thanks so much. I know you're tired this morning, and I appreciate you checking in with us. We will be on this, as I know you will.
Are you filling in for Molloy tonight?
Back on Mike Molloy one more night tonight. Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, that is every girl's dream come true, just the way you said that. All right.
I love you on Molloy.
All right. Thank you, Brad
thanks,
Friedman.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Bradblog.com. There he goes. All right. Our buddy, our pal. Oh, geez.
Wow.
Just what we wanted. Ohio flashbacks, Florida flashbacks. Yikes. Matt in Minneapolis. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hi. I'm sure you guys are learning this more and more as the day goes on, but Brookfield is a really wealthy city, and in my view, somebody could just snap their finger and have something like this happen. I don't doubt for a second that it was stolen. If it does come out that it is stolen, will this open up past elections? Like,
well, Feingold, for example.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm curious about that as well. Apparently,
he lost by almost the exact same number that Scott Wenker won.
No way.
Yeah.
Curious that.
Yeah.
Good might come from this.
Hmm. Hey, here's a... I love this. Speaking of flashbacks to the Bush administration, whether it's, you know, stealing the whole election. You know, that
or
whole thing, getting appointed president.
His entire economic policy not being changed by
but
his
then,
party.
Remember all the horrible cronyism that, you know, brought us a horse's ass, Michael, what's his name, Brownie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In charge of the FEMA during the Hurricane Katrina response. We talked about this. Scott Walker chose a top donor's 26-year-old dropout son. Yes. So this came out. He's paying $81,500 a year to Brian DeShane. 26-year-old son of a major campaign donor with no college degree, two drunk driving convictions. The job involves overseeing state environmental regulatory issues and managing dozens of Commerce Department employees. After the media reported on it, he abruptly reversed course and removed him from his position. He still serves in the administration, returning to his previous job where he made $64,000 a year.
Heck of a job, Bernie.
Yeah, taxpayer money. However, there's more breaking news on that this morning. He was hired over a PhD and an engineer.
You're kidding me.
The first potential candidate was Oscar Herrera, a former state cabinet secretary with a doctoral degree, 8 years experience overseeing the cleanup of petroleum-contaminated sites. The second,
affirmative action.
Bernice Mattson, is a professional engineer who served since 2003 to the post which DeShane was appointed. They didn't get very far in the process.
Wow.
It almost seems that they're not really interested in environmental.
Kathy Nicholas lost their applications in her computer.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't see that. You had a PhD that disappeared in my computer. Sorry.
I hate when that happens.
I apologize. Okay. Cindy in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to just add to the conspiracy theory that in Fond du Lac, they ran out of paper ballots, and then they encouraged people to go to touch screen machines. So, you know, there is some of that going on in our state, unfortunately. But by my actual... reason for calling is regarding our shutdown of the government, which is only hours away. I just heard John Boehner say on air that the Democrats need to get serious about spending. And my question to him is, isn't the same party that is now holding the country hostage regarding the shutdown the very same party that bankrupted it to begin with over the last few years?
Well, and by the way, guess what? The shutdown is going to cost us more money than, I mean, here's the not-so-fun facts. Jim, I'm not happy clappy today.
Oh, you're always clappy, Steph.
They're doing it on purpose. They want to shut the government down. They want to hurt the economy because it would have hurt Obama in his reelection. 11 ways the Tea Party inspired shutdown will hurt the economy. Someone put this together. We're talking about here is Republicans shutting down the government over access to contraception and family planning services. This is not about numbers anymore. They've agreed. They went three quarters of the way to Republicans.
And they're still claiming that the Democrats want the shutdown.
Yeah.
That's part of their propaganda.
Here are some of the economic consequences that will incur under a Tea Party-inspired government shutdown. Slower economic growth, according to analysts at Goldman Sachs, shutdown could shave 0.2% off the growth of gross domestic product for every week it continues. Housing market threatened. I mentioned this earlier. Blocked tax refunds increase deficits by increasing the cost of funding the debt. A shutdown could actually increase the federal deficit.
The D.C. Zoo.
Small business loans blocked. Insider trading investigations halted. Oh, well, wouldn't that be convenient for some people?
But who still gets their salaries?
Congress.
Yep.
Yeah. Social Security enrollment slowed. Workplace safety inspections stopped.
Yeah,
tourist industry around national parks hurt. 800,000 federal workers furloughed. It will leave the Treasury owing them $174 million a day in back wages. State budget woes exacerbated. Thank you, Tea Party. Thanks, Kathy.
Well, this is why Obama has to point out continuously that we gave them everything they wanted.
Yeah.
And everything.
They still want more.
Yeah. Well, he did say it, but it just...
he has to say it more than once. He has to, every time he walks out of the White House.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? Both parties are responsible for this, in my opinion, because both parties aren't serious about deficit reduction. Both parties aren't serious about jobs. Both parties aren't serious about the budget. I mean, come on. Repeal NAFTA if you care about jobs.
Yeah.
Cut the military budget if you're serious about saving. And for God's sake, they had plenty of chances to raise taxes on the wealthy.
Get rid of the Bush tax cuts.
If Obama would go to the Republican people about this, they'd be on his side.
Yeah. You know what? If I have to watch the TV one more late night, if them come out of the meeting, the president has to play the theme to Shaft when the door opens from the White House. Just he needs to kick it open. The theme from Shaft plays.
I am, in fact, a bad mother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Just a little drama, a little something. 47 minutes after the hour, back with the waning moments of Friday Fugle Slang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour. Oh, things are looking up. We are going to have a Tuesdays with Tyler on Tuesday. Aisha Tyler returns.
Hiya.
She's filming something somewhere because she's very, very popular.
She was. Can you tell her to stop calling me, please? Tell her I need some space.
She was in Canada shooting two things at once.
Incredibly.
Plus voicing
beautiful
Archer.
Beautiful and smart and funny and popular.
And,
all right.
Yeah. And you know what? She's a total, science fiction fanboy,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Yeah.
She will be alive in studio for Tuesdays with Tyler on Tuesday. Yay! Let's see. Speaking of sexy liberals, my goodness. Laura says, Steph, I can't believe it. We have our plane tickets to visit our daughter in San Francisco. When you, John, and Hal are going to be in Madison, where our other son lives. We messed up. Rats, rats, rats. You're visiting the wrong kid. Just change your plans. You don't
She's
love
got
that
the wrong
child.
Priorities.
You love the child that lives in Madison, where you can see the sexy liberal show. All right.
It only costs you $1,000 to switch a plane ticket.
Oh, what?
Seriously.
Yeah,
you
on.
Care about freedom?
Ooh, tickets go on sale at the box office. The phones open, don't they, John?
The phones open at noon Madison time.
7 minutes from now.
Yeah,
and you can get tickets now at BarrymoreLive.com. John, Hal, and I coming in 3 weeks for the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. 2 weeks.
And then follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Sexy Liberal and let us know what cities you want us to come to.
Right.
Listen, you'll know when it's time to sober me up, throw some water on me, pull me off the heating grate, and put me on a plane.
Exactly.
We have
a defibrillator for stuff.
You're still going to have the waffle print on your cheek from falling asleep on the grate.
I always do.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be great. I'm going to talk it up. I'm doing Joy Behar on Tuesday, so I'll be hyping that up.
Awesome.
As well as Laughing Liberally, which got great reviews this week in both Fire Dog Lake and Daily Coast, and that's with me and Baratunde Thurston and a lot of great progressive comics at the Midtown Theater in New York City tonight through Monday.
Woo-hoo!
And Stephanie, you Facebook about that yesterday.
Of course I did.
Awesome. Wow, I love when Stephanie uses her Facebook and Twitter actively with agency.
Okay. Boner, as you know, getting teabagged to within an inch of his life. Chuck Schumer said the Tea Party just continues to pull Speaker Boner further back and back and back. They're the people who say they don't want compromise. They're the people who say they relish a shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we know who's running the world these days. It's Kathy Dirk.
I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodleback.
Peonies, noodle BX.
My God, I just love her.
Noodleback? Is that the band that's more lame than Nickelback?
Yes!
Okay.
By the way, oh, here's a little flashback. It's like magic. Republican insistent on unrelated policy rider shut the government down in 1995. Huh. They tried the same trick back then. Why, look at that.
It must be nice not to care about your place in history.
Mm. Reproductive rights and clean air, that's what this is over. Harry Reid said these matters have no place on a budget bill, Mr. President. That was the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Nudie and his little friends, frankly, did back in...
And he's wrong. It's not reproductive rights. It's women's health and clean air and Elmo.
Frankly. And Elmo. And killing Elmo. Mm-hmm. By the way, one more question, Jim.
Hmm.
Why do they hate the troops so much? Why do Republicans hate the troops? Defense Secretary Gates said a lot of these troops live pretty much paycheck to paycheck, and when I start to think about the inconvenience going to cause these kids and a lot of their families, even half a paycheck delayed can be a problem for them. We all remember days when we lived paycheck to paycheck. And
some of us still do, Stephanie.
I remember, who cares about those people? My point is... I remember one year, my 20s, my biggest source of income one year was my tax return from the previous year.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't a very good year. No.
The important thing is that rich people who could easily afford a modest tax cut aren't going to have to suffer through that.
Thanks.
And that's what matters.
Thanks.
Tell your Republican friends.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing.
Ooh,
okay. Neil Cavuto.
Amazing, just amazing. Now that we're finally on the brink, now the big stink, now all the politicians worried about our government shutting down. Me? I'm not worried about our government shutting down. It might happen. I'm more worried about our fiscal sanity shutting down because it already has happened.
Mm.
I'm worried more about the disasters government creates when it is open. Forgive my callous response to those who get so emotional on shutdowns. Shut up. And save the feigned outrage for someone who's interested.
Wow. Shut up. Just shut up, those people, those of you that would like a paycheck and to have food on your table and be able to pay your rent. You 800,000 employees and
Fox
troops
News.
And whoever. Shut your pie hole.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Right.
Neil Cavuto would make Ayn Rand join the Teamsters.
Steve Hayes on the Brit Bear.
Ripper. The way that John Boehner has manipulated the situation, where basically Democrats are going to shut down the government, potentially objecting to things they've already supported, makes Republicans...
Last word.
What?
Huh?
They're just twisting themselves into pretzels.
Yeah, trying to blame this on the mm-hmm. Democrats.
Rush Limbaugh.
This shutdown is going to happen because of a Barack Obama veto. A Democrat is going to veto a one-week continuing resolution. It's not a budget. Now, this convinces me even more that they've got polling data that shows that the Republicans, I guess, can end up taking more blame for this than the Democrats.
That's right.
They are just excited as they can be about this shutdown coming.
Completely backwards.
Exactly. We're in right-wing world.
We live in opposite land.
Exactly.
It's like Ike blaming Tina for getting herself punched.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know what? I've lost the will to live. I can't. I'm done.
No more.
No mas. All right. Go to BarrymoreLive.com. Also, a link up at StephanieMiller.com for Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show, starring John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks, coming up in 2 weeks in Madison, April 23rd. We're very, very excited. Some of the proceeds are going to go to UnitedWisconsin.com. Mm-hmm. We're also going to check into what we can do for Kloppenburg. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on. We're coming to spoon you, Madison.
And you can go to Grope.
You can get a VIP meet and Grope ticket, too. Mm-hmm.
Please go to Mississippi and marry someone of a different race to upset them, too.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor. See you Monday on The Stephanie Miller Show.